shadow to take power. Moving slowly but lethally, Stalin gradually removed all opposition and potential dissent, strengthening his control until the peoples of the huge Soviet Empire bowed before him. Stalin ruled by fear, purging the Soviet Union of its internal enemies, whether real or imagined. No one was safe. No one was beyond the reach of the NKVD, Stalin's secret police, and everyone went to bed fearing a knock on the door in the early hours. Stalin was no fan of Leningrad. He resented its reputation as the cradle of the Russian Revolution, in which he played only a minor part. 30,000 Leningraders would fall during the Great Purge of the 1930s, arrested, exiled, or executed, labeled as enemies of the people. Stalin next turned his vindictive attention to his military, purging his ablest field marshals and generals and decimating the officer corps. 40,000 Red Army personnel, deemed politically out of step, were purged. Amongst the victims were men who called for reform of the Soviet Union's military methods, calls that were, on the whole, ignored. When war came, Stalin found himself bereft of his finest military thinkers. Nikita Khrushchev